This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mere ek dost ne sawal kiya ki Quran mein likha hai ki humne unke dilo dimag pe mohar laga diye. دماغ تو سوچنے سمجھنے کی صلاحیت رکھتا ہے تو دماغ کا سمجھ میں آتا ہے کہ دماغ پہ مہر لگی. دل تو کچھ سائنٹیفک ریزن سے کچھ سوچتا سمجھتا نہیں, تو اس پہ مہر لگانے کا کیا مطلب؟
قرآن ہم نے دل اور دماغ پہ مہر لگا دیا. دیٹ فیفتھ ٹرانسلیشن واٹ از کوڈنگ واسط قرآن آف سورہ بقرہ چیپٹر نمبر 2 واس نمبر 7 وچ سیز دیٹ اللہ ہیز پٹ اے سیل آن ہز ہارٹ. دیٹ بی کولڈ از قلب قلوب مین ہارٹ. وی ہیو پٹ اے سیل آن دا ہارٹس آف دوز ہو آر کافرز. And the various explanations given for this, and if you hear my cassette on Quran Modern Science, which I gave a talk in Sabah Siddiq, the detailed answer is given. And my explanation is that qalb is an Arabic word, which has got various meanings. One of the meanings of qalb is heart, that is the organic heart. One of the meanings of qalb is a center of understanding, a center. Center meaning? It is a brain, you could call. So Allah has put a seal. So here we have to choose. Sometimes one meaning of Arabic is correct, sometimes all are correct. You have to choose. Like Iqra bismi rabbikal ladhi khalaq, khalaqal insana min alaq. Read, recite in the name of the Lord who created human beings from something which clings. Alaq means something which clings, a leash-like substance and a congealed clot of blood. Today science says all three are correct. But sometimes only one is correct. So here, if you want to take the various meanings, qalb, one of the meaning is heart, organic heart, one is a center. So Allah has put a seal on the center. That most of the translations, that there is no translation, says dimag. I haven't come across the translation saying dimag. But if you translate it, it can mean dimag also. And there's one more verse in Surah Hajj chapter 22, that it is not their eyes which are blind, it is their qalb in their sadar which is blind. So now here it says that the heart in the chest is blind. That's a counter argument. These people, this kafir, it is not the eyes which are blind, it is the heart in the sadar. Now one of the meaning of sadar is the chest, and the other meaning of sadar is the center. Like how we have, you know, sadar of the jalsa, head of the jalsa. Or like if you go to the Muslim country, Pakistan, sadar, so and so, means it's a center. Like how we say chowk here in India. So there they call sadar. Again, sadar means a center. So it is the dimag which is there in the center. It can be taken the other meaning. This is one of the explanation. One of the explanations which can be a literal way of explaining a thing, literal, by lugha. The second way of explaining this is that if we analyze, that a language develops and many things are used in the language which are not literal. So literally, if you want to analyze, this one of the answers that I've given you, that one of the meaning of qalb is center, that Allah has sealed the thinking power. The other way, if you analyze, that many words are used in every language, but the way it's developed, literal meaning may be something else. For example, the meaning of disaster means what? What is the meaning of disaster? A calamity, something bad that has happened. But disaster literally means an evil star. Disaster means an evil star. Today we know that a calamity has nothing to do with the evil star. Does that have nothing to do with the evil star? No. But yet we use the English language, disaster. We use these words, and furthermore, we say that today the timing of sunset is whatever it is, 7:14, 7:15. Timing of sunrise is 6:02. We use it or not in a language? Does the sun rise? No. Many of us have done science. We learned in school that the sun is there. The earth is there. The earth keeps on rotating and revolving around the sun. The sun is revolving in the solar system, but the sun is not rising and setting. But yet, even though we know scientifically the sun does not rise, yet we use these terminologies. Sunrise is so-and-so, sunset is so-and-so. You know, a scientist, I mean, we say that, you know, we tell the people we love our mother or our wife, that we love you from the bottom of the heart. Even the scientist tells his wife, I love you from the bottom of the heart. Imagine the wife telling that the center of love is in the brain. You being a scientist, how come you love me from the bottom of the heart? You should love me from the bottom of the brain. And even that's wrong, because the love center is not in the bottom of the brain. But yet, as a scientist, as a doctor, if I tell my mother, I love you with my heart, the love is not there in the heart. The love center is in the brain. But that is the way language is developed. You know, we say that memorize this by heart. The center of memory is in the heart. Where is it? In the brain. But yet in English language we say that memorize bar. Pure dil se yaad karo. I have learnt it by heart. You should be have learnt it by brain. So this is how languages have developed. But yet we don't say, what language are you speaking? You're a scientist. You love your mother, you love your wife from the heart. You should love from the brain. So this is how languages have developed. Similarly, one is a literal meaning of the explanation. Second year, if you say kulub, kulbakalb again, like how we say memory, in English books you'll find. In literally books, in scientific books it's mentioned. Though science says that the memory is in the brain, the love is in the brain, yet we say by heart. This is a language that developed. Similarly, when we can say that we memorize by heart, I don't object to the scientists. When the scientists say, I love you from my heart, you don't object. Similarly, this language is a language for the human beings. How even Arabs speak. When we speak in English, we have no problem. When the Arabs speak, why do we have a problem? So an Arab will not take out this mistake. An Arab realizes when Allah says, has put a seal on his heart. What he means is seal on his understanding. Hope that answers the question.